Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Big Short by Michael Lewis. Prologue. Poltergeist. Read by Michael Lewis.
The willingness of a Wall Street investment bank to pay me hundreds of thousands of dollars to dispense investment advice to grown-ups remains a mystery to me to this day. I was 24 years old, with no experience of or particular interest in guessing which stocks and bonds would rise and which would fall. Wall Street's essential function was to allocate capital, to decide who should get it and who should not. Believe me when I tell you that I hadn't the first clue. I'd never taken an accounting course, never run a business, never even had savings of my own to manage. I'd stumbled into a job at Salomon Brothers in 1985, and stumbled out, richer, in 1988. And even though I wrote a book about the experience, the whole thing still strikes me as totally preposterous, which is one reason the money was so easy to walk away from. I figured the situation was unsustainable. Sooner rather than later, someone was going to identify me, along with a lot of people more or less like me, as a fraud. Sooner rather than later would come a great reckoning when Wall Street would wake up and hundreds, if not thousands, of young people like me, who had no business making huge bets with other people's money or persuading other people to make those bets, would be expelled from finance. When I sat down to write my account of the experience, Liar's Poker it was called, it was in the spirit of a young man who thought he was getting out while the getting was good. I was merely scribbling down a message and stuffing it into a bottle for those who pass through these parts in the far distant future.